DBHDD is reminding people that the Good Samaritan Law can save lives during alcohol and drug overdoses. People are urged to call 911 and stay until help arrives. More information at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome. Man, it was hard keeping up with what was going on this week. Devin and I were talking about that earlier. Let's start with that last-minute move to raise salaries for top state leaders, including the governor. This seems like it really wasn't on people's radars going into the week. What happened?
Not at all. They came as a major surprise. The language came as an amendment to a bill that passed in the House to give raises to Georgia Supreme Court justices and other judges in the state. It would have made Governor Kemp, though, this new language, it will make him the highest paid governor in the nation, or one of them. His yearly salary would increase from $182,000 to $250,000. Other statewide office holders, from the attorney general to the state school superintendent, would also see significant bumps in their salaries. And now the bill must go to the House for action, but it would make him one of the highest paid governors in the nation.
Were there any other unexpected additions or changes to bills that caught your attention this week?
Yes. You might recall on crossover day, the Senate failed to vote on a bill that would ban diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in schools and colleges. The bill's sponsor said he wouldn't give up on the measure. Yesterday, the language from his bill showed up in legislation that passed in the House to give more sick days to teachers. So once again, education. The Senate Education and Youth Committee passed the bill with the new additions, and it will now go to the Rules Committee to possibly make it to the Senate floor for a vote. Of course, Pamela, removing DEI programs is something we're seeing at the federal level.
Mm-hmm. And we saw a bit of bipartisanship under the dome this week. What was the response to the bill that was that would guarantee the right to IVF here in Georgia?
Yeah, the Senate overwhelmingly passed the House bill that would protect in vitro fertilization under state law. This was a major priority for House Speaker John Burns. If signed by the governor, it would protect IVF from legislation that also came as a surprise this week. There was a hearing on a House bill that would make most abortions a homicide. Hundreds of supporters and opponents packed the hearing, but the committee did not take a vote. We'll see what happens.
Yep, got a couple days left, so we'll see what happens there. And finally, some big news for one longtime state lawmaker. What do we know about Senator Brandon Beach's new role in Washington?
Yes, Republican Senator Brandon Beach of Alpharetta has been tapped as U.S. Treasurer. And so we may see his name on some money. So there was lots of excitement under the Gold Dome about that.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.